Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, the new world is true wireless earbuds. That is what everybody is going to, whether it be the AirPods, whether it be whatever, that is what the world is going to. And we have a pair of true wireless earbuds in today that are really, really nice. Now, I have seen multiple YouTube videos about these where people like these above the AirPods. And I will tell you, there are several things about these that I do like on better than the Apple AirPods. And I do have the AirPods Pro second generation, so I do have those to compare to. Excuse me. These are by a company called Edifier, and these are the NeoBuds Pro. And so these are similar where they do have the stem coming down like the AirPods do, but they come in this really nice small charging case, and they actually lay flat in the case, so they're very easy to pull out, where the AirPods like go down straight down into the case, and they're a little bit harder to pluck out of the case, but these are very easy to pull right out. Now, these are also going to be the noise isolation earbuds with the ear tips, the rubber ear tips that go down in your ear. But these have, the way they're designed, they have this little bulbous-like piece that attaches to the driver. And when you put them in your ear, that little rounded piece actually fits right in the back part of your ear. So if you take your finger and you feel right up in your ear on the very inside toward the back of your ear, there's kind of a rounded out spot there where your cartilage of your ear kind of forms this little rounded out little indention, not really like a hole, but it's got this rounded out indention, and then it has this little flap on the front there that kind of creates kind of like a cuppage in that indention. So it's kind of like a rounded indention, but it has a little wall on each side that kind of keeps things cupped. And so the way they design these, this plastic piece on this earbud actually fits right into that little cuppage where it actually keeps them stable in your ear better than the Apple AirPods. So that's pretty neat. I think that's a really cool feature about these. So they really put a lot of thought into the design. Now, these are really neat looking. They have kind of like a lightning bolt look where the stem is. And the bottom two-thirds of the stem on each earbud, that is where the touch-sensitive spots are. So when you go to tap on the earbuds, you want to tap on that bottom two-thirds spot where it's kind of slick. And that is where the touch sensitive part is. Now, these are going to give you up to 32 hours of battery. So each time you charge the earbuds up, they're going to give you about 7 to 9 hours. And they will give you an additional 3 charges out of the case. So you can get something like total of like 3.5 to 4 complete charges out of the earbuds and the case, which is really nice. So up to 32 hours of battery life. Now, they have a really unique feature called Quick Charge that if you charge these up 15 minutes, they will give you 2 hours of battery. Now, they do come with a app that you can download off the App Store, and the app will help you control a lot of things. It is very accessible. Actually, it's pretty much all accessible. I don't think I've found maybe there's one thing that I found that maybe wasn't the most accessible, but everything else has been super accessible. But the app is going to let you control what you set the left and right earbuds to do when you tap, and I'll get into what they're already set to by default. The app is also going to let you control what different sound modes you cycle through, whether it be high noise cancellation, low noise cancellation, normal, where it's just no noise cancellation, or ambient mode. Now, these do give you the active noise cancellation, and they do block out the noise around you really, really well. So they definitely hold their own there. These are going to rank up around like Bose and the AirPods for blocking out the noise around you. So they got really, really good noise cancellation. They also have really great sound. I would say that these definitely, to me, sound better than the AirPods. And maybe not quite as good as the Bose, but they definitely sound better to me than the AirPods do. And they're going to cost less than the AirPods, of course, less than the Bose and things like that. Now, by default, the controls on these, if you tap twice on the right earbud, and you can use one or both earbuds at the same time. So you can use one or the other, or you can use them both. And so you can use only one if you like. If you tap on the right earbud twice, it's going to play. And if you tap on it again twice, it's going to pause the music. If a call comes in, you can tap and that will answer the call. And then tap again, I believe it's once to answer and then once to hang up. If it doesn't do that, then do twice to answer and then twice to hang up. But I do like the fact that they made it so you have to do it twice to play and pause the music, because that way you're not accidentally hitting the earbud by mistake and it's pausing or playing the music by mistake. So this way, since you have to do it twice, you're going to make sure that that is a deliberate move that you do, or a deliberate gesture that you do in order to play and pause the music. If you tap it if you tap it three times quickly, it will actually skip forward to the next track. And then if you, on the left one by default, is if you tap it twice quickly, it will actually activate your voice assistant, whether that be Siri or Google. And if you tap it three times fast on the left earbud, If you tap the left earbud three times quickly, it will change the different modes. So whatever you have it set in the app, it will cycle through that. So like if you have the normal set in the app, then when you triple tap it, it will go from ambient mode, and it actually speaks it too. So these do give you audible and voice feedback. Now they won't give you any audible feedback when you first go to pair them up. So just charge the case up, charge them in their case, make sure the little plastic sticker is removed from the inside of the stem, because they put a piece of plastic on the inside of the stem, so the earbuds are not running down while they're in storage or while they're in the box. So when you get them out of the box, first thing brand new, you're going to pull them out, go to the inside of the stem on each one, peel that little plastic piece off, throw that away, and then you will see that the inside of the stem now will touch the contacts of the wireless charging contacts in the case. So make sure there's one on each stem on the inside, and it's just protecting the contacts from touching the wireless charging contacts. So make sure those are peeled off, throw those away, then plug them in, charge them up for a good, 5-6 hours just on your first initial setup, and then take them out of the case, put them in your ears, go to your Bluetooth settings in your phone, go all the way down to the bottom, click on Edifier, and that will connect the Bluetooth earbuds. And then you can go through all the stuff we're talking about now. So let's get back to the left earbud, because I kind of strayed away from that. So left earbud again, tap it twice. It's going to activate your voice assistant. Tap it three times, and it's going to switch between the sound mode. So it's going to go between ambient and then whatever sound mode you have selected in the app. So if you have normal selected in the app, then it's going to go between ambient and normal. If you have low noise cancellation selected in the app, it's going to go between ambient and low noise cancellation. And you get the idea. So download the app, connect these to your Bluetooth settings, pair them up to your phone, then go into the app, follow the on-screen instructions. It's going to ask you to select what model these are. These are the NeoBuds Pro, the NeoBuds Pro. Go in there, select that, and then it's going to show you the battery level. It's going to show you what you have selected to cycle through, and that will be on the first page. And then you can use your three fingers, swipe to the left. That will go to the second page, and that will be where you can select the equalizer mode on what do you want to hear out of these. If you want to have more bass, you can select the one with more bass, or there's even a custom setting there, so you can set the equalizer yourself. But there's different sound modes there that you can pick, and it'll make the earbuds sound different. as far as different highs or different lows or whatever. And then do a three-finger swipe to the left again. That will take you to the screen about game mode. Now, game mode, when game mode is on, of course, it's going to draw the battery down a little bit quicker, but that's also going to reduce any latency there is when you're using your earbuds. So if you are getting a little bit of lag, maybe with VoiceOver, you could turn game mode on and you could see if that fixes or helps. Now, I will tell you, they don't give very much lag already out of the box. With VoiceOver, it's actually pretty good. There might be just a tad bit of lag, but not much at all. But you could always turn on game mode and see. Now, while you're in the app, if you go to the settings button, that will go to the control. That will give you different options. And one of them is to set the controls. And when you click on the set control actions, the default is going to be the left earbud. And that's the way I like it, because it's a little bit more difficult to get to the right earbud to set those controls. But to me, the right earbud controls are already the way I would set them anyway. So they're already double tap for pause and play and triple tap for skip forward to the next track. But then when you go into the control actions in the app, you can select what you want the left one to do. So like me, I like it to have the voice assistant activation, but I might change it where the sound modes, if you just always leave it on active noise cancellation high, you could select the action for triple tap being skipped to the previous track. So if you wanted to skip to the previous track, you could have where it triple tap on the right, it goes to the next track, and triple tap on the left, it goes to the previous track. There's all kinds of different actions you can select for the left one. There's volume up, there's game mode, there's voice assistant, there's all kinds of different ones. So you can basically, you get two actions per earbud is what you get to set it to. So that is how you now, like I said, to get to the right earbud to change the actions, I don't know exactly. I haven't figured out how to do that. I think if I tap around long enough in that one screen of your control actions, I could probably figure it out. But like I said, the right actions are already the ones that I personally would use. And that's the one that most earbuds would already have on them anyway, where it'd be play and pause and then also skip to the next track. But if you needed to go to the right earbud to change those actions, I'm sure you can figure, it's probably pretty easy to figure out how to do it. I just haven't spent a lot of time doing it. Maybe you could have Ira or somebody look just to help you. Once you set it to what you want, you can just set it and forget it, and you'll probably never want to change it anyway. But I like the fact at least it defaults to the left one, because that's the easiest one that I've found to get to as far as to change the controls on it. Other than that, guys, these things are really awesome. They are awesome sounding. They've got great noise cancellation, and they cost almost half of what a pair of AirPods Pro would cost and half of what a pair of Bose would cost. Now, inside the box, you are going to get some different accessories with these. So first thing you're going to get, there is a box in the bottom, and that is going to give you a little package that gives you six different size ear tips. So with the ones that are already included on it, you're looking at seven different size rubber ear tips. So you definitely will be able to find a set to fit your ears. Seven different types of rubber ear tips, you're going to be set there. And then you also get this really nice little carry pouch that you can carry your tips in. You can carry your charging cable. You can carry your case in. You can carry it all in if you want. But they give you a nice little carry pouch. And then they give you a USB Type-C charging cable. It's USB to USB Type-C, and that is the charging cable. Now, I do recommend charging these up the first time, about 5 to 6 hours. And then after that, you can probably get by with just charging them up for a few hours, and you'll be good to go. So they give you a lot of nice accessories. They give you a lot of nice, a lot of different size ear tips. And they give you a set of earbuds that have won awards across the internet, and in my opinion, sound better than the AirPods. Really nice small case, quick charge feature, really comfortable. They stay in your ear really well, and they're very easy to take in and out of the case, and they got some great features. So Yeah, guys, so these are the Edifier Neo Buds Pro, and I know you guys are going to love them. They come in a really nice box, really nice packaging. They just put a lot of thought into these, and you're not going to find a much better pair of true wireless earbuds. Microphone quality on these is really, really good. It's incredible. Most of these have really crappy microphones. These have awesome microphones, so they're going to sound great talking on a call. And then, of course, they sound great listening on a call, but they also sound great listening to music. Good bass, good balanced sound, not overly bassy, not overly highs, whatever. But, of course, they do have that equalizer and those different sound modes that you can change in the app to fit your listening preference. To reset these, they do have a button on the inside of the case. It's right between the two earbuds when they are in the case. There's a button. If you're looking right straight down at the earbuds, it's a button around 6 o'clock. You can press and hold that in for about 15 to 30 seconds. That will reset the earbuds in the case. So guys, I know you're going to love these. I know you'll be impressed with them. I was very impressed with them. These are black. So they look really cool. And so those are the Edifiers. These are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com. And our website is harboldcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.